Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
We're learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We're in the middle of Daf Yud Ches. We're starting the sugyas of Kiddush HaChodesh. They start from the Mishnah and Daf Yud Ches and Mar Aleph and the Banim. They continue for Be'erich about 6 blat. The Mishnah says, Al Shisha Chadashim HaShluchim Yetzim. There's 6 months that the Shluchim go out. Rashi explains, they're Mekadosh al Piriya, the Bezans Mekadosh the Chodesh, they say when it's Rosh Chodesh, based on when Edom come to be made that they saw the moon. So the people who live far away from the Bezan, from Yerushalayim, aren't going to know when Rosh Chodesh is. So they send Shluchim, they send messengers to tell everyone when Rosh Chodesh is, if it's important to them for that month to know that that month is Rosh Chodesh. Well, later explains, originally they did it with torches, but then the Kusim made their own torches, so they had to send shluchim. So the Mishnah says, the 6 months are on Nisan and Ne'a Pesach. They send on Nisan so people should know on Pesach it's known to keep the Yontif of Pesach. Alavim Ne'a Tanis on Av to know when to fast on Tisha B'Av. Al Elim Ne'a Rosh Hashanah, they send El because of Rosh Hashanah, so that way they'll know 30 days after El starts Rosh Hashanah, is like we're going to explain. Al Tishrim Ne'a Tkanis from Adais, Tishrei they send for the other Yom Tov, Yom Kippur and Sukkot to know when they start. Al Kislev Ne Chanukah, Kislev they send to know when Chanukah is, Al Adav Ne Purim, and Adav they send to know when Purim will be. The Rashi brings the Yerushalmi that the Mishnah leaves out the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Why don't they send on Sivan for Shavuos? So the Yerushalmi says, Yerushalmi bring it down, that Shavuos is not totally when Rosh Chodesh Sivan is. Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach, whenever it is. Like the Gemara said earlier on Daf Vav, that Shavuos could sometimes be Hey Sivan, sometimes Vav Sivan, sometimes Zayin Sivan. It depends. If Nisan and Iyar are both Chaser, so then it will come out that it's on Zayin Sivan. If they're both Mali, it will come out on Hey Sivan. If one's Mali and one's Chaser, it will come out on Vav Sivan. So there's no reason for the Shluchim to come out on Shavuos. That in the places where the Shluchim never reach, we keep 2 days of Shavuos, that's just the Loi Plug. For other Yom Tovim, that other Yom Tovim keep 2 days, Shavuos also we keep 2 days, even though Shavuos, there never was actually a suffix, because by the time Sivan came around, they would know when Pesach was, and once they would know when Pesach was, when they would know exactly when Shavuos was, it didn't matter when Rosh Chodesh Iyar and Rosh Chodesh Sivan was. Now, the Mishnah says, Al El Mepnei Rosh Hashanah, that they send out Shluchim for El, to know when Rosh Hashanah will be. So the Rishonim are bothered, Rashi and Tosis, that even if you know when El is, but how would you know when Tishri is? El could be 29 days, and then Rosh Chodesh Hashanah will be on the 30th day. Or El could be 30 days, and then Rosh Hashanah will be on the 31st day. So again, how would you know, even if you have Shluchim telling you when El is, but how would you know when Rosh Hashanah is? So we have a Machlokes, Rashi and Tosis, what the answer to this question is. Rashi says that they would assume, they would go basarayv, they would assume that El was not Mu'ber, because the Gemara says, they never had a case where El was Mu'ber from the times of Ezra. Now, Rav Shanah, most of the times El is not Mu'ber, El is Chaser. So you can rely on that Rav, they can rely on that Rav, since it's impossible for Shluchim to come, because they wouldn't know till Rosh Hashanah itself, and then there wasn't any time, and the Shluchim aren't allowed to travel in Rosh Hashanah anyway. So there's no way they could know. So for Rosh Hashanah, they could be Seimach on the Raif and keep Rosh Hashanah the 30th day after Rosh Chodesh El. In other words, you're considering that El is Chaser. But even though for Rosh Hashanah you keep 1 day, you assume that there's a Raif, but still, the Shluchim are sent out for Yom Kippur and Sukkot. Rashi says, Shalei Libam Naikvam. In other words, to make absolutely 100% sure, Rosh Hashanah is no way to know. But since the Shluchim could come for Yom Kippur and Sukkot, they'll know 100% for sure, because it's possible that El could be Malay, it's just usually not. So, for Yom Kippur and Sukkot, they have the Shluchim coming to make absolutely sure that they'll know whether it was Malay or not. But Rosh Hashanah, where they can't know, so they kept only 1 day. Taisa says, no. Taisa says they would taka keep 2 days. They would keep 2 days for Rosh Hashanah. Hayais, the Shluchim can come by Rosh Hashanah, that's impossible. So Avada would keep 2 days for Rosh Hashanah, they would keep the 30th day and the 31st day, they both would be Rosh Hashanah. But you needed the Shluchim to come, because if you didn't know when Rosh Chodesh El is, so then you wouldn't be able to just keep 2 days. because you'd have a suffix, you wouldn't know which is the 30th and which is the 31st, because you wouldn't know, if you don't know if Av is Malei or Chaser, you don't know when Rosh Chodesh El is, so how would you know when the 30th and 31st day after Rosh Chodesh El is? That's why they would have Nitzluchim for El, simply to tell you when Rosh Hashanah starts, so you'd know which 2 days to keep for Rosh Hashanah. The Taisus Rid and the Meiri, they name unlike Rashi. They say that they kept 1 day Rosh Hashanah because they was Ksayim Mechan Reiv. The Rambam, in Pirish Mishnayis, he says like Rashi, but in the Yad HaChazaka, he says like Taisus, that the reason why that Shulcha El is to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, like the Lecha Mishnah explains, because otherwise you'd have a Suffolk for 3 days. You wouldn't know you wouldn't know from Shchedesh Av, is it 59 days, 60 days, or 61 days? So in order that there shouldn't be a 3-day suffix, that's why they had Shluchei El. And that also is the Shita of the Ritva and the Balamar. Now, on both these two Shitas, Lachar equally, it's Shver, why did they need Shluchim for El whenever Mesupik about the month beforehand? Right, we find the places where Shluchim don't come, the places which is too far for Shluchim to reach, they keep 2 days. They don't keep 3 days. So the Gemara already discusses this on Daf Chafam and Beis, on the bottom, going into Chaf Aleph and Aleph, that the Gemara says, why don't they keep 3 days? And the Gemara says, because it's not likely that they made 2 months chaser in a row. Usually months go kesidron. One's Mali, one's chaser. One's Mali, one's chaser. To have 2 months chaser in a row is unlikely, and therefore, we don't keep 3 days. We're assuming that Av is Malei, and we have a suffix if El is also Malei, because it's unlikely that Av should be chaser, because Tammuz would normally be chaser. That's how the months go, kesidron. Nisan is Malei, Iyar is chaser, Sivan is Malei, Tammuz is chaser. To have Av also chaser is unlikely that Tammuz and Av would both be chaser. If that would happen, we'd know about it. The assumption is that Av is Malei, and the question is just if El is Malei or Chaser. So that's why the suffix is only on El if it's Malei or Chaser, so that's why we keep the day as if El would be Chaser, and that's a day which is the real day according to our Kviyas, because El is always Chaser. And then we keep the next day just in case El was Malei, but we're not worried about Av being Chaser. So if this is true for the people that the Shluchim don't come to, that they don't have to worry that maybe Av was Chaser, because 2 months at a chas in a row is unlikely to happen, and we know about it if it happens, so why in the places where the shluchim are come are we concerned to send shluchim out for El? Why can't we just assume that Tammuz and Av are not both going to be chaser? So the Ritva says a teretz, and the Turi Evin and the Svasemis, they all say the same teretz, ein echinami. Really, we don't have such a chash, but since you could send shluchim, so we want it to be me'al kol safek, hecha de'efshel levurim me'verinon. If it's a place where Shluchim can't reach, so you don't have to clear such a suffix that maybe Av was Chaser, both Tammuz and Av. But since Shluchim could come to this place, so we want to make 100% clear that when exactly El started, so we would know when Rosh Hashanah starts. Now, Ka'amar, this Kash and Teretz is lechare equally true, both according to Rashi and according to Taisus. Whether we're Chayshish and El is Malei, or we assume that El is Chaser, according to both Pshatim, the Chash that Av might be Chaser, that you see from the people that the Shluchim don't reach, that we're not Chayshish that, because the people that the Shluchim don't reach, like the Gemara says, they don't have to be, they only keep 2 days, they only keep the 15th and the 16th, because they're assuming that Av is Malei, and they're only concerned if El is Malei or not. So, it would seem clear that the only reason why need Shluchim for El is al tzis svar of kolechet evshel levurim reverina. But Taisus asks a kasha on Rashi that we find in Kama Gemaras, he brings two of them, that the places where the Shluchim didn't reach, they kept Rosh Hashanah for 2 days. According to Rashi, why did they keep Rosh Hashanah for 2 days in the places that the Shluchim did not reach? Why did they go basu raiv and say raiv years? El is not Mu'ber, Reiv Yis El is Chaser. So, since the Shluchim can come, we should be Saimach and Reiv and keep Rosh Hashanah only 1 day. And Lechari, the question applies to Sukkot also. Why was there a din of Sveikid Yom on Sukkot to keep 2 days in the places where the Shluchim didn't reach? Why didn't they just keep 1 day out to Reiv, according, like Rashi says? So in the Taisus Rin, it's clear that the answer is that this thing that you go basurayv is dafka in the places where shluchim come. In the places where shluchim don't come, they didn't go basurayv. He doesn't explain Klaida Svar, but I think the Svar is like this, that were places where shluchim never made it. Those places is takana to keep 2 days misafik. So they always kept 2 days misafik because the shluchim never made it there. The Gemara is even mavur, and we'll get to this in Daf Chaf Aleph, that the Shluchei Nisan were able to get further than the Shluchei Tishrei. Because the Shluchei Nisan, they could travel every day in Nisan except for Shabbos. The Shluchei Tishrei also couldn't travel on Yom Kippur. So the Shluchei Nisan were able to get there further than the Shluchei Tishrei. So the Gemara says, in places where the Shluchei Nisan are able to reach, but the Shluchei Tishrei are not able to reach, they have to keep 2 days even by Nisan. Because the Gzeir Pesach at the Sukkos. In other words, there's a special din for the places where the Shluchim didn't reach, even if sometimes the Shluchim would reach, but the Shluchim Salians wouldn't reach, they have a din to keep 2 days. So in those places, they didn't go Basarayif. They didn't go Basarayif. In those places, they said, Stam, you always keep 2 days of Yom Tov. But in the places where the Shluchim do reach, it's just Rosh Hashanah, they're not able to make it. Rosh Hashanah, they're not able to make it because it's not Shayach Shluchim on Rosh Hashanah. But normally, every Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot are always going to keep 1 day of Yom Tov. So the Shaila is Rosh Hashanah, maybe they should keep 2 days because they can't have the Shluchim come. So that Rashi says, no, you go Basarayif. And like we said, Kam Rishaynim, the Taisus Rid, the Meiri, I'm asking to Rashi, you go Basarayif. But the places where Bechlal Shluchim don't come, and every Yom Tov they keep 2 days, so in those places they didn't go Basarayif. Those places they kept the Takana to keep 2 days, they weren't Mechalik. Made a takana kavua, that's always, you always keep 2 days, even if you have a rayv, those places where the shluchim wouldn't come, they keep 2 days. So it comes out that according to Uri Shainim, and this is Mefurish Gemara, said to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, that in the places that are far away from Yerushalayim, where shluchim bederech klal wouldn't come, avadi keep 2 days of yantif, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, or Sukkot, or Pesach, you always keep 2 days of yantif. The Machlokes, Rashi and Taisus is, what did they do in the places where normally Shluchim would come? What did they do Rosh Hashanah? Taisus says that Rosh Hashanah, since Shluchim can't come, they'll keep 2 days. Rashi says, no, Rosh Hashanah, since normally Shluchim would come, they could keep 1 day Rosh Hashanah because they could go Basarayif. And one thing that still troubles me is that we know that today in Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, even though Bederech Klal, they only keep 1 day of Yom Tov. Because there, in Eretz Yisrael is a place where Shluchim come. But Rosh Hashanah, they keep 2 days. And the Svara L'chayra is, because you go Basin and Minig, what they did, Bizman Neu Mekadosh HaPiriyah. Bizman Neu Mekadosh HaPiriyah in Chutz Laretz, they kept all Yom Tov in 2 days, because the Shluchim couldn't get that far. Mashayin Kain in Eretz Yisrael, where the Shluchim could come, so they would keep 1 day. So we continue that Minig of keeping 1 day. Mashayin Kain Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael, they would keep 2 days, because there's no way, unless you were in Yerushalayim, within the Tchum and the Bezin, that's the only time you would know on Rosh Hashanah if the Edom came or not. But the rest of Eretz Yisrael, they wouldn't know. They would have to keep 2 days. So Mela, in Eretz Yisrael, they continue the minig of keeping 2 days. But according to Rashi, wherever Shluchim would come, Rosh Hashanah, they went Basarayv, they kept 1 day. So what's the pshat according to Rashi in Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days. So I didn't find this kasha anywhere, but it's interesting, in Masechtas Beya, the sugi there in Daf Hey, there's a very interesting Balamar in Ramban, that the Balamar says, a svara, the Balamar holds that in Eretz Yisrael you keep 1 day. But the Balamar doesn't hold like Rashi. He held that Avad in the time they were Mekadosh HaPiriyah, in most of Eretz Yisrael they would keep 2 days, because they didn't know when it was Rosh Hashanah or not. But he says, but since in the places where they would know when they were Mekadosh, in Eretz Yisrael, they would keep 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. So now that they're not being Mekadosh HaPiriyah anymore, now that they're being Mekadosh HaPichezbin, so now the whole Eretz Yisrael knows when Rosh Hashanah is. So he says, so now the whole Eretz Yisrael becomes like the Beis Havat. Just like in times of Mekadosh HaPiriyah, there was a chilik, if you were in Eretz Yisrael. If you knew when it was Rosh Hashanah, you kept 1 day. If you didn't know, you kept 2 days. So now everyone in Eretz Yisrael knows. So now everyone should keep 1 day. That's the Baal HaMor Svar. But the Rishayim, the Rav Haigai, and the Rif, and Kam Rishayim hold not the way. Hold you keep 2 days in Rosh Hashanah in the whole Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabban explains the Fakert, that since whoever was out of the Tchum of the place where they were Mekadosh HaPiriyah, they had a din that they kept 2 days. So we keep that minig. It was only very few people that kept 1 day. So Eretz Yisrael keeps the minig of keeping 2 days because that's what almost everyone Eretz Yisrael kept in times of Mekadosh Al-Piriyah. But the Baal HaMoris says something very interesting. He says in Eretz Yisrael, they used to keep 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. That was the minig in Eretz Yisrael. Torah of Haigain came and changed the minig and told them to keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So that was his raya, that you keep 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. The Rabban says, it's not a raya. The Rabban says they weren't happening to tire in Eretz Yisrael. There were no G'dayle tire there. There were stam people. They didn't know the halacha. It's not, you can't be kaveh a minig of what they did in Eretz Yisrael. But it would seem to me, and this is not even for the same reason of the Baal HaMoris, it would seem to me that according to Rashi, that minig was correct. According to Rashi, the entire Eretz Yisrael, all the places where the shluchim would reach by Nisan and Tishrei, all the places where the shluchim would bederech klal reach, and it was only a question of Rosh Hashanah, Rashi Mefurish says that they kept 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. So I can't see any time why we should keep 2 days of Rosh Hashanah Eretz Yisrael. L'chay, wherever the shluchim amagia, the Baal Rashi holds that Bizman, the Mekadosh HaBriyah, they kept 1 day. So l'chay, they should continue now that in Mekadosh HaBicheshmin to keep only 1 day of Rosh Hashanah. So Rashi would seem to hold, like the Baal HaMoris, and like the original minig in Eretz Yisrael, that they would keep 1 day of Rosh Hashanah, even Bizman Hazeh. Tzarechim, because like we said, there are Kamri Shalom like Rashi there. Taisus Vid, the Meiri, the Tashbats, Nemzon like Rashi. It's fair to say that all them hold that Lamaisi should keep 1 day of Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, but Tzarechim. And now let's start the Gemara. The Gemara asks the Kasha, V'lifki nami atamuz v'atevis. Just like they went out in Ov, in order to know when to fast on Tisha B'Av, why don't they also go out, the Shluchim, on Tammuz and Tevis, to know when to fast Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Asar B'Tevis, also fast days? And the Gemara brings the Memra of Rav Chana Bar Bizna for Shem Rav Shimon Chasida, that when the Pasuk says, Tzayim Ravi, Tzayim Chamishi, Tzayim Shavi, Tzayim Asiri, which the Gemara later brings the Brayis explaining, that Tzayim Ravi is Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Tzayim Chamishi is Tisha B'Av, Tzayim Shvi is Tzayim Gedalia, Tzayim Asir is Asar B'Teves, and it says Yehu Lebeis Yudah L'Sasin L'Simcha, so it's called Tzayim, and it's called Sasin and Simcha, that if there's Shalom, it's Sasin and Simcha, but if there's no Shalom, it's Tzayim. And Rashi teaches Shalom, that the Goyim aren't in control over the Eden. Other Rishayim here, the Ramban and Teres Adam, teach Shalom at the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, we're going to discuss that. So b'shas l'churim beis hamikdash, avada there was a chiyuv to fast, and like Rashi points out, since the Mishnah says u'bizman shebeis hamikdash shekayim yetsin afal iyar, beis days the beginning was even when the beis hamikdash was chayiv, and still they didn't go out on Tammuz and Tevis. Why not? Is it same? The Gemara explains, no. Amra papa achikam b'zman sheyesh shalom if the beis hamikdash is kayim and Yisrael shuim alad masam. Then Yilasasim v'simcha. Yeishman, but if there's a shman that Klal Yisrael is suffering, so then this time, ain't shalom, ain't shman, rotsu misanim, rotsu ein misanim. Then there's no chiyuv to fast. If there's no shalom, means that there's no beis hamikdash. Klal Yisrael is not this galus. Klal Yisrael is not an Eretz Yisrael. But there's no suffering. There's no shman. So then, Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ein Masanim, they have a choice. They could be Masanim, they could not be Masanim. And Rashi says, V'kevin Yishusu, Lo'im V'chichin Yishluchim Alayim. The Gemara asks, Yachi Tisha B'Av Nami, so why isn't Tisha B'Av also the same gather? Why did they send Shluchim for Tisha B'Av? Amar Papa, Shani Tisha B'Av, Ha'al V'chibu L'Bay Tzaris. Since there were so many Tzaris in Tisha B'Av, it was double the Tzaris, so therefore, they fasted. Ad Kana Sugya. Now, let's discuss first the context of the pasuk of Tzayim Asiri, Tzayim Ravi, Tzayim Chamishi, Tzayim Shvi, Tzayim Asiri, Yilu Beis Yudah L'Sasin U'L'Simcha. It's a pasuk in Zechariah. And the pasuk is in Perichas in Zechariah, but the incident actually starts from the beginning of Perich Zayin in Zechariah. Perich Zayin, pasuk Aleph, it starts the incident which culminates with this nevuah. A very interesting story. It says like this. It says that on the fourth day of Dayavish, Hashem told Zechariah following Nevuah, and the context was that there were tzaddikim named Sharetzer and Erga Melech who was sent from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael when the Beis HaMikdash was starting to be built then, first to Davin at the Beis HaMikdash, at the new Beis HaMikdash, And the second, it says, to ask the Kahanim Asher Lebeis Hashem Tzvakis and Nevi'im the following question. Ha'evke b'chaydesh ha'chamishi, hi nazer, kasher sisi zeh kam shanim. Should I cry in the fifth month, that's Tisha B'Av, hi nazer, should I separate myself from eating, should I fast, kasher sisi zeh kam shanim, like I did these many years, these 70 years of Galus Bavel. Zechariah then received a long nevuah, which he told them, all about how the Churban came because of Averis, and now Hashem wants to do good to them, and now Hashem is bringing them back to Yerushalayim. A tremendous, long Nevuah. At the end of Nevuah, it says the following thing, that the pasuk that the Gemara brings, it's Tzayim Revi, Tzayim Chamishi, Tzayim Shvi, Tzayim Asir, Lila Beis Yudal Asas, and Ulusimcha. So, apparently the Pesukim saying like this, there was a tainus that they were Noyig from the Tkanis and Nevi'im, the entire time of Golos by Yisrishin, and they mention in their Shaila Chodesh HaChamishi, but it sounds like from his answer there were 4 Tanesim, and he's telling them now that no, you don't have to fast. Adarabba, it's Sasana Simcha, these fasts have become Yom Tovim through the Meshach of Bayesheni. So the Gemara's Kasha was that since he still called them Tzayim, Vaistais, it's only when there's Bayesheni that there's Sasana Simcha. But when we lose the Bayesheni, they should go back to the Darga of Tzayim. And that the Gemara says, no. During Bayesheni, there's Sasa v'simcha. If there's Shema, so then there's Mamash Tzayim. But if there's neither, if there's no Bayes and there's no Shema, so then it's Rotsa Masanim, Rotsuay Masanim. So it seems pretty clear from all of this that they did not fast on Tisha B'Av during Bayesheni or in any of the other Tanesim. That's Mefurish in the Ridvan and the Meiri here. And that's also Mashmah Taisus learned. Because Taisus says that Huchbulu Baitzaris means that it had a churban both in the Bayis Rishon and the Bayis Sheni. So it sounds like till the Bayis Sheni, they didn't fast on Tisha B'Av. The thing is, the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis says pretty clear that they did fast on Tisha B'Av during Bayis Sheni, just not the other Tanesim. And that's how it's also Mashman the Rambam in Yad, because the Rambam in Yad brings that they went on 6 times, the Shluchim went out. And then he says in Mesa Mikdash, they went also on Ir Afal Ir, like the Lashon of the Mishnah. Terry Evans already bothered with the Lashon of the Mishnah. What does it mean? Kshay Mesa Mikdash Kayim Yetzin Afal Ir, they also went out on Ir. But Lachari, they did not go out for Tisha B'Av, because there wasn't a fast Bizman the Mesa Mikdash. Vakad was the Sasan Ul Simcha. So he has a Girs in the Gemara which wasn't Girs Af. And just the Mesa Mikdash, Kshay Mesa Mikdash Kayim Yetzin Al Ir, Mnetakanis the Karabim. But it wasn't Afal Ir, because that would imply that they went in all these 6 times, and also Ir. So he says, that's what it means, Al-Shisha Chadashim Shluchim Yetzim, in both times, Sai, when the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, Sai, when it was Chariv, they only went 6 months. When the Beis Hamikdash was Chariv, then they had these 6 months, including Av. When the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, they did not go out on Av, instead they went out on Ir to make the 6 months. The Rambam, who is Garis Afal Ir, is Mashmanet, they went out for Tisha B'Av, Mizman Beis Hamikdash Kayim also, and that's what it says in Pirish Mishnayis. Tashbatz in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph is very bothered by this, and he says it's the Tay Sefer in the Rambam in Pirish Mishnayis, and the Rambam in Yad, he said Lashon HaMishnah of Afal Ir, which doesn't necessarily imply all 6 months and also Ir. It means Afal Ir, including the other 5 months. Af is not going back on all the 6 times that it said earlier. Tashbatz didn't want to be Sefer. Anyone should hold that they fasted on Bayesheni, on Tisha B'Av, he says, the Pesukim on Mefurish, not the way. They asked him, Klar, should he fast? And the answer was, Tzayim Revi V'chuli, was the Sasan L'Simcha, and asked clearly about Chodesh HaChamishi, about Tisha B'Av. So it's Mefurish that they did not fast Tisha B'Av V'zman HaBayis. Rav Chaim Knievsky, in the Sefer, Shekel HaChodesh, on the Rambam, Luchas Kiddush HaChodesh, Perek Gimel Lachetes, on this Rambam, he suggests that maybe the Rambam held is not considered Yesh Shalom Bizman the Beis Hamikdash is Kayim. The Rambam didn't teach Yesh Shalom simply that there was a Beis Hamikdash or Yisrael Shurim al Advasam. The Rambam teach more like Rashi that Yesh Shalom means that Ein Yad Avacham Tkifal Yisrael. And throughout the entire time of Bayis Sheni, pretty much, the Yad Avacham were Tkifal Yisrael. There was first the Paros Umadai, and then there was Yavan, and even the times of the Chashmonaim, there was constantly Mechamis, there was Mechamis with the Goyim, there was infighting, there was Malchus Hurdus, which wasn't really a Malchus Yisrael, it was an Evet Shemalach, then the Romans took over. There was no real Shalom in the entire time of Bayesheni, and perhaps when the Navi Zechariah answered that Ebuchem Asasal Simcha, he didn't mean by Bayesheni, he meant in some future time where there'll be Shalom, will there actually be Klal Yisrael, like when Mashiach comes, That's when we'll be l'sos and l'simcha. That's taka how the Rambam brings it at the end of Hilchos Tainis, that they're all going to be asidim when Mashiach comes to be sos and l'simcha. He never brings it by Bayis Sheni, the l'sos and l'simcha. The problem is the Gemara is klar mashma not that way. Two Gemaras, one is on this Amud, where the Gemara discusses if it's Batla Megillas Tainis. They had different days that they were like Yom Tovim. They weren't allowed to fast or say Hespedim. So the Shaila was, does that apply even Mizman HaGolus? The Gemara says, one of all Batla Megillas Tainis is because it says, Mizman Sheyesh Shalom Yil Asas Nilasimcha, Ein Shalom Tzayim, V'hanach Nam Ikihani, just like by the 4 days of Tanesim, when there's Shalom, there's Sasan or Simcha, but when there's no Shalom, and the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, it's Tzayim, so Megillas Tainis was that way. And the other man, the Yom, say, Hani Huda Talinu Rachmana Bebinyan Beis Hamikdash, Aval Hanach Kedekai Mikaimi. These 4 Tanesim, the Torah was Talin in Binyan Beis Hamikdash, they said it was Sasan or Simcha only in the times of Binyan Beis Hamikdash, but the other ones Kedekai Mikaimi. So you see, Chloe, that the Taish of Shalom is Binyan Beis HaMikdash, if that's what it means exactly, or Al Kopanim, it came out that way, that Bizman the Beis HaMikdash was Shalom, but Al Kopanim, Mefurish in the Gemara, it says that when the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim, that's called Shalom, and these days was Sasim V'Simcha, and when the Beis HaMikdash was Chariv, then it wasn't Shalom. So it's again very shver in the Rambam. How could the Rambam hold that during Bayis Sheni, they fasted on Tisha B'Av, when the Gemara is Mefurish, that they were Sasim V'Simcha Bizman of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Also, at the end of the Amud, going to the next plot, that the Gemara asks the Kasha, that if it's Bizman Shel Beis HaMikdash Kayim, so Gimel Tishrei didn't have to be L'sasin L'simcha because of Megillas Tainis, Teipik Leidav Yom Shenerik Begdaliyah Ben Achikam, so it has a din of Sasin L'simcha because it's Yom Shenerik Begdaliyah Ben Achikam. Furish that Bizman HaBayis, the Yom Shenerik Begdaliyah Achikam was Sasin V'simcha. Sounds like Umuchak Desalik Deshpatz, that it's a Tayyus Sefer in the Rambam in Pirish Mishnais, and the Rambam in Yam, when he says Af Aliyah, it doesn't mean Af, including all the other months. I saw in Svasemes, he wants to say at Teretz that Avada, the times of, were times in the Binyan Bayis Sheni where it had a Din Sasim Basimcha, but in Binyan Bayis Sheni Gufa, there was 2 times. Times of great Saris during Bayis Sheni, like by the persecutions of Yavan, and also towards the end, with Hurdis killing out all the Chachmi Yisrael, and with the Romans taking over. So in those times, that wouldn't be called Sasim V'Simcha. So when the Gemara asks, Yom Shenerik Ben Gedaliah Ben Achikam, the Gemara meant in the times of the Chashmonaim, when the Yad Yisrael was Tekifa. So it's not the Kavan of the Ram to say they fasted the entire time during Bayis Sheni, but just in the troubled times during Bayis Sheni. I think we could be meisif a little bit and explain a little bit more pshat in the Rambam. The Ritva is mavur that the times that you mechliyif to fast, he says, is when it's tarti l'greyisa, when there's ein shalom, there's no Beis HaMikdash, and yesh shmad, when you have both things wrong. When you have ein shalom and ein shmad, so you only have chad l'greyisa, it's ratzu mesanim, ratzu ein mesanim. So, l'chari you could say, and I saw this in the Magi and the Ritva, that L'chari you could say, who would do the other way? Shalom is a Taich Beis HaMikdash. But Shmad, if at the times of the Beis HaMikdash you have Shmad, so it's Vaitu Chod L'Greisa, and Vaitu be Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ein Masanim. Here see, brings from the Duke Seifim is like this. Bizman Sheyesh Shalom, Yil Asasin L'Simcha. Ein Shalom, V'yesh Shmad Tzayim. Ein Shmad, V'ein Shalom, Ratzu Masanim, Ratzu Ein Masanim. So L'chari, who would din? If it's Yesh Shalom, the Yesh Shmad would also be Ratzim Masanim, Ratzim Ein Masanim. That would explain both things. That would explain why the Gemara calls it Talinim B'Beis HaMikdash, because Shalom is Talin the Beis HaMikdash. But you also need another Tanai of Ein Shmad. When there's Yesh Shmad during the Beis HaMikdash, then there could be Masana, and therefore in those days there were Masana, Al Kapanim on Tisha B'Av, just like afterwards, when there's Ein Shalom and Ein Shmad, they were Masana on Tisha B'Av, because it's Huchel B'Vitzaris. Who would the Mizman Bayis Sheni when there was Shmad, even though there was Shalom, they were Masana on Tisha B'Av? That might be B'Pshat and the Rambam. Al Kapanim, like we said, the Pashtus, and that's what Rav Rishonim learn, is that the entire time of the Bayis Sheni, they weren't Masana by any of the four Tanesim, they were L'Sasin U'L'Simcha. Now, one more Ara. We know the Minig is that the other 3 Tanesim, that says Shavasa B'Tammuz and Tzayim Gedalia and Asara B'Tevis are different than Tisha B'Av. There are two differences. One is that Tisha B'Av starts from the night, and the other three Tanesim start from the morning. And the second is that Tisha B'Av, you have all five Inuyim, just like Yom Kippur. You have Achila, Shtir, Chitza, Sicha, and Tasha Shemita, and Nilas Asando. Now, Shengen, the other Tanesim, the Isser is only Achila, Shtir. The other Inuyim are Mutter on the other Tanesim. Where does this come from? The Gemara is really in Tainus in the first parak in regard to Tainus Sibur and Tainus Yachid. The Gemara explains that Tainus Sibur has all the Inuyim and it starts in Baidayim, and Tainus Yachid has only Tainus, only fasting, and it starts from the morning. And the Gemara there says, Aloshin ain't Tainus Sibur Babavel or Tisha B'Av Ovad. So you see clearly that the other Tanesim don't have the Chumra of Tainus Sibur because it's ain't Tainus Sibur Babavel or B'Tisha B'Av Ovad. And that's the Makar to these Chalukah. Rishayim saying, this comes from the Ramban and Teresa Adam, that really, mitzad the Ikka Takonis HaNeviim, all the Tanesim have the same Chaymer. There's one din, there's a din of Tzayim, the Pasuk puts it all together, and all the Tanesim have the same Chaymer. Chaymer by definition means Tainus Sibur, it means to fast at 24 hours, to start from the night before, and it means also to be us and all the Inuyim, Achila Shtia, Rechitza, Sicha, and Tashu Shemita, Nil Sasando. So why is there a Chilik? Why is there a chilek? Why do we have only Tisha B'Av these Inuyim and not the other four? So the Rishayim say, because these are totally in Ratzu. A Ratzu doesn't mean an individual Ratzu. It's not up to the Yachid if he wants to fast or not. Ratzu means a Klal Yisrael Ratzu. That's what it says in the Rosh. That's what it says in the Taras Abayis Naramban. The Rashi speaks about it. Usa Bisli is not sure. Talk about him. That's the Chayyad Askama. That's what it says in the Turin Shulchan Aruch. Simon Tavkov Nun, also lifted together. But when Klal Yisrael was Ratzu, Klal Yisrael decided to be a makeup shara. Not to accept the Tainus and the full Chaymer of the Tainus, that it should be Asim Ibaidyayim and all the five Inuyim should be Asir. But they should accept the Tainus only just for Achila Shtia, just like a Tainus Yachid, and just that it should be Asir only from daybreak, not from the night before. That was Gufa the Ratzu. Now, Kamer Rishayim say this. Now, the Rashi Megillah is mashma that really they were oikah the Takanas Neviim and Gansen. They were aloy Ratzu. The Ratzu was only on Tisha B'Av, and in regard to other Tanaisim, they were aloy Ratzu. And that we fast is a separate thing. They were noik to fast. It became a new minig, like a new Takana, a minig to fast the other three Tanaisim. Mikayach minig. Not Mikayach the Takanas Neviim. The Takanas Neviim was totally in Ratzu. And it was a loy ratzu. Now the minig was to fast. It's mashed that way in Teis and Megillah also dafei and mebeis. But the Ridva, both here and in Megillah and dafei and mebeis, is mashma no. That the loy ratzu was dafka on the chumris. The chumris of the tenesim, they decided not to be makabel. But the tainus itself, that they still kept mitakonis and neviim. So the din of fasting with the Ridva, even the other three tenesim, would be a din mitzat takonis and neviim. Mitzad Anayim Minig. The Ritva Gan even clears to say that the whole din of Ratzu and Loy Ratzu is Dafka Lagabi the Chumris. They don't have a Ratzu. There is no way you could be Eikir the Tainus Mikol V'Koil. He said a terrible thing happened that day. How could you eat and drink? It's not Shaykh. The Tekanas Neviim Zicha applies Lagabi Achil Ishti on the day. But Lagabi the Chumris, Lagabi Rechitza and Sicha and Tashemit and Nilas Asando and Lagabi Stalim Ibeidyayim, that was totally in Ratzu. That there was a Loy Ratzu. They mean the Gemara there in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah, the Afayim and Bey, says that Rebbe was not in a Tiyah B'Purim. He planted a planting on Purim. He can do Malach on Purim. He was also Rachatz B'Kroyne Shal Tzipari B'Shiv Asa B'Tamuz. He washed in a Fahesya, meaning he went to the Merchatz while B'Shas B'Kroyne Shal Tzipari B'Shiv Asa B'Tamuz. And he says, U'Bikish Laka Tisha B'Av Le Haidulai. And he wanted to be Eike Tisha B'Av and he wasn't Maida. Shari was Rachatz B'Kroyne Shal Tzipari. So the Ramban says that Vaistais, that the Ikka Takana of the Tainus, Asid Rechitza. And here Rebbe was going and was Rechitz. In other words, he was going not like the Takana of the Tainus. And how was he allowed to do it? Because it was totally in Ratzu. It was totally in Ratzu. And Rebbe was a Loy Ratzu. And therefore it's Rachatz B'Kroyne Shal Tzipari. Because it's Loy Ratzu. And therefore he wasn't knowing the Chum of the Tainus. Now the Ramban himself holds that he ate also. And Rachatz just means he did that to show that it's not a Tainus, but he actually ate also. Similar to what the Gemara here says, about the Maisa V'gozu Tainis B'chanaka B'lud, the Yorda B'leza V'rochatz. And it means he didn't hold the Tainis altogether. But the Ritva, like we said, holds it Avadi fasted. Taisus also this is Mufurish, Avadi fasted, the Minig was to fast. It's just he was Rochatz, he didn't do the Chumrah of the Tanesim. And the same thing with the Bikish Laka Tishabav, Taisus of Vanir learns Avadi, he didn't want to eat on Tishabav. He says, what I mean, it says, Kalaichel Vashesav, Tishabav, and Erev and Chamas Yushalayim, that Shaykh he wanted to eat on Tishabav. Bikish Laka Tishabav also only means he wanted to be Eiker the Chumrah of Tishabav. He wanted to be Eiker the additional Isurim of Tishabav. That shouldn't be noyig on Tisha B'Av, but like the Gemara here says that was shani Tisha B'Av the huchbul of Beit Saris. So Mela, they weren't entitled that in Ratzu, that they fasted no matter what. But Al Kopanim, that's what it means in the Gemara that Rebbe was rachas with Kreinu Shalzi Peiri, that he was mekayim the loy Ratzu. The Ritva already says this. The Gaon says this in Siman Tavkuf Nun Sifkan Gimel more with the Clarkite, that the pshat was until Rebbe. It was Yeshmat. Until Rebbe, there was Xeris Malchus. Until Rebbe, they taka had to fast Mikra Adin. Like the Rishayim say, with all the Chumrah of Tanesim. Because after the Zman Abayis, there was terrible Shmadis, there was the Churban Beitai, there was the Shmad, there was Geferlecha, Geferlecha Tzaris. They fasted all the four Tanesim with all the Chumrahs of Tainis Mikra Adin. That was Mamish, Ein Shalom V'Yeshmat. Then Rebbe came with Antoninus. And then there was no more Shmad, there was no more Xeris. So Rebbe now had to decide. Rebbe was, Shadis wasn't Rebbe alone. Rebbe was the Bezdin of Klal Yisrael. And now Klal Yisrael had to decide, are they Ratzu or they Loy Ratzu? And this was Rebbe's decision, that we're a Loy Ratzu. That's what it means. Rebbe Rachatz B'Kreinish Yisrael B'Shevasa B'Tamas. He went and made the decision of Klal Yisrael that Al-Kapanim L'Gabi the Chumris of the Tanesim with the Chaloy Ratzu. And therefore we could do Rechitza on Shivasa B'Tamas. And it was Bikish Laker, says Shivav, he wanted Tisha B'Av also to do the same thing. But that, Lehoiduloi, the other Chachmei Adar told him, he can't do that. Tisha B'Av is Uchbul Beit Saris. There we have to keep all the Chumris and not be Tailan Ratzu and Loi Ratzu. There is one Kasha, the Shtickle Blyb from this, that the Ramban Vaisis also was bothered with. And I saw that the Tashbats in Simon Reishai and Aleph, Chelik Beis Simon Reishai and Aleph, is very bothered by this Kasha. Aybazayit should come out the fizad that when this taka Rechmanu Litzan Hashman and Klal Yisrael, when there were Xeris at the times, the Cossacks, the Crusades, the Nazis, the Communists, whatever it is, there were times in Klal Yisrael there were Geferlich Xeris and Shmadis. It was definitely Ein Shalom V'Yeh Shmad. In those days, there should be a chiyuv to fast on Shivasa B'Tamuz and on Asar B'Tevis and on Tzayim Gedalia. With all the chumras, with the chumra of rechitza and sicha and nilzasan and tashemita, and the chumra of starting me by yom, there should be a chiyuv mitakanes and avim mikra din, because those days are not totally in ratzu. Tashmat said that the Rabban seemed to be bothered with it. At the end of the shtickle, he writes puchazi ma'am adabar, that the minig is not that way. But to shaila, why the Tashmat's muches of the taka, but tzarachim bezeh. Al kapanim, that's the shtickle from the Rishayim. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara brings down the Braisa, Tanya Amrab Shimon Arbid Varm Rabbi Kiva Darish, Veni Darish Kamaisai. The Gemara brings one of them. The Rabbi Kiva Darshan, that the Tzayim Revi is Tisha B'Tamas, Shabbai Hufka Ir, that the Tzayim Revi is Tamas, the fourth month, Shabbai Hufka Ir, where the city was broken into. And he brings the Pasuk. Tzayim HaChamishi is Tisha B'Av, the fifth month, Shabbai Nisuf Beisel Akenu. Tzayim HaShvi is Gimel B'Tisha, Shabbai Ner Gedalia Ben Achikam. Tzayim Asir is a Sar B'Tevish Shabbai Samach Melech Baval Yerushalayim. Brings the Pasuk for that. And Reb Shimon himself held that the Tzayim Asir, the other three agreed, that Tzayim Asir argued that it was really Chamisha B'Tevish Shabbai Bar Shmuel Lagay L'Shuk Sa'ir. And the Braisa goes on. So, they're both masking that same Revi is Tisha B'Tamuz, because that's when it was Samach Melech Baval Yerushalayim. The problem is that we all know that we fast on Yitzayim B'Tamas. Namas the Gemara is Mefurish, the Gemara. And Tainus brings down the five things that happened on Shiva Asa B'Tamas. The Gemara Megillah that we mentioned that says Rebbe was Rachatz B'Kreinish is the prayer of Shiva Asa B'Tamas. The fast is Shiva Asa B'Tamas. Why does it say here in this Gemara that the fast is Tisha B'Tamas? So Taisus explains, it's actually a Gemara in Tainus, that the first base of Mikdash was Hufkir on Tisha B'Tamas, and the second base of Mikdash was Hufkir in Shivasa B'Tamas. He brings the Yerushalmi, very, very interesting Yerushalmi, which argues in Agamara. The Yerushalmi holds that even in the first base of Mikdash, the actual Hufkir was Shiva Asa B'tamas. The reason why the Navi wrote Tisha B'tamas was because Kilka Cheshbeinis Yesh, which Taisus understands it to mean that because of the war, because of the tremendous suffering and confusion that was there, the Pasha didn't know the date. They thought it was Tisha B'tamas, and the Navi wrote it what the people thought, Tisha B'tamas, but in reality, it really happened on Shiva Asa B'tamas. So according to the Yerushalmi, in both cases, it happened Shavasa B'tamas. But the Bavli argues, the Bavli holds that no, that the first base of Middash was, the Hufka ear was on Tisha B'tamas. And the reason why we fast Shavasa B'tamas is because that's what happened on the second base of Middash. So, fact the Ridva, and there's also the Tashbats in Simon Reisha and Aleph, Mamish, the same Kasha with the same Terutzim as Mechavin. But fact the Ridva, what does this mean? If the Tainus was Nikva on Tisha B'tamas, because that's what happened the first base of Mikdash, so how did it become Nekar and become Nikva again in Yitzayim B'tamas? Because he says, he seemed clear that even things that didn't happen on the base Bayis Sheni, we still fast because of what happened in Bayis Rishon. You see that from Gimel Tishrei, Tzayim Gedalia Ben Achikam, which is only in Bayis Rishon, and Asari B'teves, because Samach Melech Bav Yishlayim, and that also was only by Bayis Rishon. We don't have an equivalent thing by Bayis Sheni. And it doesn't matter. We fast because of what happened by Bayis Rishon. So even though Tisha B'Av both happened both Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, but we see that if it was only Bayis Rishon, that also would be enough to fast. So if you want to be Kaveya fast on Shavasa B'Tamas because of what happened by Bayis Sheni, but how is that Iker, the fast of Tisha B'Tamas, which happened by Bayis Rishon? And like we said also, the Tishbat says two Terutzim. One Terutz is like this. He says it B'Kitzer. I'm going to say the way I understand what he means. That Enechinami, when the original Nevi'im at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon were Kaveya Tanesim, which they kept during the 70 years of Golas Bavel, the Tainus they were Kaveya was Tisha B'Tamas. That's when it was Hufka here. But when Zechariah, the Nevi'im Achreinim, like the Dvar says, he means Zechariah, who was called from the Nevi'im Achreinim, at the time of the beginning of Bayis Sheni, reaffirmed the Tainus and stelled avek this klal, that Bizman that is Shmad, there's Gzeris Malchus, and Ein Shalom, then there's a Chi of Tainus. And Bizman the Bayis Sheni, then it's a Sassanul Simcha. And by Ein Shalom, Ein Shmad, Ratzu Mesanim, Ratzu Ein Mesanim. So when he reaffirmed the Tzayim and said, Ein Echinami, it's suspended the entire time of Bayis Sheni, but it's going to be reestablished after Bayis Sheni, after the Churban, because then there'll be Ein Shalom. So when there's Yesh Shmad, it'll be a Chi of Tainus. And when it's Ein Shalom Ein Shmad, it's Ratzim Masanim, Ratzim Masanim. He had in mind Yud Zayim B'Tamas, because he knew Beruach HaKadosh B'Nevuah that Yud Zayim B'Tamas is when the Hufka'ir is going to happen. So Mela, his same Revi'ah that he said for Bayis Sheni was the one that he wanted the Bayis Sheni, because he didn't want that they should be Masana twice in 1 month. Twice in 1 month is too much. He also didn't want that it should be Tainas Dafka on Bayis Rishon and Ana Bayis Sheni. If a similar tragedy happened to Bayis Sheni, they should fast the one Dafka Bayis Rishon, not Bayis Sheni. That was also something he didn't want to happen. So Mele, he's the one, he was from the Nevi'im, he was from the Mesachnin, and he switched it from Tes B'Tamas to Zayim B'Tamas. But Eifin, that although the original Takana of the Nevi'im in the times of the Churban was Tes B'Tamas, but that Takana was really only in effect until they made the Binyan Bayis Sheni. But after the Binyan Bayis Sheni, when the Takana was reestablished, reaffirmed on what was negate, after Bayis Sheni, that reestablishment would follow the Hufka ear of Bayis Sheni, which is Yudzayim B'Tamas. That's the first teretz of the Ritva. Then the Ritva says the second teretz, which the Rishmatz also is mechaven to, and he just says you don't need it, but he says that could be bechlal in the Etzim Takana, there was no din that a specific day. Of course, the Pasuk doesn't say a specific day. The Pasuk says a month. The Pasuk says Tzayim Revi. So the Takana was to fast sometime in Tzayim Revi. Now, for Shteitzach, normally you would fast the day of the Pranius, Tes B'Tamas. But since in Bayis Sheni, there was a different day for the Pranius, and that was in the same month in Tzayim Revi, so Chazal could change the day of Tes to the day of Yitzayin, that's also a key of Tzayim Revi. Tzayim Revi be'ikis to fast in the month and doesn't have a specific day. Now, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Aleph likes his Teretz Elai, he's mechavin to it, he doesn't bring the Ritva order to Hashbats, he's mechavin to this Pshat, and he says there's kamarayas to this Yisayin, that the Takonis Nevi'im was dafka the month, but not the day. He says, Stam, how can we have a machlokes Rebbe Kiva and Rebbe Shimon if they fasted Yud B'Tevis or Hey B'Tevis? Rebbe Kiva says Yud B'Tevis because that's when it was Samach Melech Bavli Yushalayim, and Rebbe Shimon says Hey B'Tevis because that's when they got the news of Huksa Ir. Avada they would know, Avada the Takana was one or the other, Avada they would know the Takana. The Torah says the Takana was Asimi, and it was up to the Chacham to decide when Asimi. Some Chacham held the richtige time Basiri to fast as the time of Samach Melech Bavli Yushalayim. Some Chacham held the richtige time for Tzayim Basiri was the time where it was Bar Shmuel Lagayla. But I've added they're both a kim of the Tzayim Basiri. He also wants to answer that it says in the Gemara that Rebbe was Bikish like a Tishabov, and Taisa says a pshat that he wanted to change it to a different day. The Gemara in Taini says that Rabbi Yechanan said, if I was there, I would have made it on the 10th day, because that's from the main time that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and the Rabbanan said, Eskul Penusa Adif, but what's the Shaila? Teretz is, there wasn't a specific day, it was Tzayim HaChamishi, you could be Eitzu with Tisha B'Av, you could be Eitzu with Asiri B'Av, you could change things around. Now the Minchas Chinuch explains, Avada, once Chazal decided, whenever they decided, on a specific day, and that's the day we're going to have the Kima of Tekanis Nevi'im, Avada, if you fast a different day, Avada, not Yetzir B'chlal. He says, just like you find in Taisin Sukkot, Av Gimel says that if you eat with the Shulchan B'teicha Bayis, the Gemara says, Loshin L'kiamta Mitzvah Sukkot Mi'ameh, that even on the Reises, Chazal could tell you exactly how to do it, and if you don't do it, you're not Mekayim it B'chlal. Kol Shkein on the Tekanis Nevi'im, you have to Mekayim it the way Chazal stelled it avek. But the Etzim Tekanis Nevi'im wasn't on a specific day, it was just on the month, on Revi, and Memela, since the Hufka Ir by the Bayis Sheni was the Yitzayim B'Tamas, so Memela Chazal could change it to Yitzayim B'Tamas and still have a Kiyim of the same Revi. That's the Teretz, the other Teretz of the Ritva and the Rishpats, and that's the Minchas Chinuch. Apparently, Reb Chaim also held that way. It is very interesting. Grach al Hashas, he explains the Bahag. The Bahag says a very big Chiddush. The Bahag says that if Asar B'Tevus would come out on Shabbos, we'd fast on Shabbos. In the way we have the calendar, Asar B'Tevus never comes out on Shabbos. But he says, if it would, we would fast on Shabbos, because it says, Be'etzim Ayem Azeh, Lagam Asar B'Tevus, just like it says, Be'yem Kippur. So Pashas, he doesn't mean that. Pashas, he means because there's more of a Chayimah, for whatever reason, the Be'etzim Ayem Azeh teaches you a Chayimah, it's a Chayimah like Yom Kippur, that you even fast on Shabbos. But Reb Chaim wants to learn that the Pshat is that all the other Yom Tovim, you can have a Kiyum of the Tekanis Nevi'im if you fast a different day. You can have a Kiyum. Shiva Asa B'Tamas, you can fast on Yud Ches B'Tamas, or on Tesh Tisha B'Av, you can fast on Yud B'Av. It's called the Kiyum of Tzayim Revi and Tzayim Chamishi. Masha'enke by Asar B'Tevis, Ubaltzis B'Etzim Yeh Mezeh, that shows you Asar B'Tevis is an exception, and it's B'Dafka Asar B'Tevis, Akapanam according to the Bahag, and it has to be Dafka the day of Asar B'Tevis of Melech, who come out on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to push it off the next day, because it wouldn't be Shaykh to have a Kiyum of Tzayim the next day. A grace of Chiddush, Bak Apanim, you see, also holds that he's saying that, at least by the other three, there's a din in the Chiddush, not a din in the Yom.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.